Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Here's Roger and the Who.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him.
One of the great rock and roll songs, and one of the great rock and roll bands, The Who. Thanks for hanging out with me. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for being part of my day. Having a great visit with a new friend, Alan UK. Is a very interesting guy. We're talking about a very interesting topic. He's the author of Buying America Back. He's a business owner, entrepreneur just like you, and very successful, and international business too. And so he's completely knowledgeable about this topic that we're talking about, which is doing business with other countries, buying American products, et cetera, which is what we're talking about, Alan. And your focus is that if America, your idea is that if Americans will, if they knew about the origin of most of the components and the assembly of products, whatever they may be buying, if they had more information about that, they could make a choice between this product A and product B. Product A meaning it's got 80% U.S. contribution. Product B, 50%. They could choose the A model and help the economy, help grow jobs. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
I think it's safe to say that if the B model costs $2 at 50% U.S., the A model at 80% U.S. might cost $2.30. And so how far should they go? Is $2.30 too much? Is it enough? Should they go $2.50? Should they go $3? How much money should they spend in order to accomplish this? What's the ratio, you think?
Well, first of all, they've done polling on people, and they'll pay about 20% more for an American product.
How much?
And so 20%.
Mm-hmm.
And for a couple reasons, you know, not to the, just because they want to help the country, but usually American things are better made and longer lasting.
Yeah.
And that's because the company that makes it is here, so they have a reputation to protect versus some retail brand, you know, that's in mm-hmm. stores in China that they don't care if you buy it again. You know, they're there to make money
right
at the moment. And, but what I was going to tell you is that when you do buy your own stuff and it lasts longer, it doesn't really cost you as much as you think because you don't have to replace things all the time.
Right.
And there's other countries like, let's say, Germany. Germans do everything they can to buy their own stuff. And at the end of the day, they end up with as much, if not more, stuff that's better made. And in Germany, they get paid $2,000 more a month than we do in working in factories. Because what they've done is they've gotten rid of the unemployment, so employers are competing for employees instead of, you know, employees looking for a job.
Mm-hmm.
And with $2,000 more a month, you know, you can afford to buy this better stuff and have money left over. And this is, they compete in the same world that we do, where they're competing against the Chinese and everyone else. But they've made exporting a national obsession and manufacturing, and then they've automated jobs. Everyone's well trained. You know, they're into it. So
the Germans try to buy their own stuff, but they love
right
it when we buy their BMWs. So,
right,
so
although the Germans do buy American things, and they're very much quality oriented. So when we
yeah
do make good things, they'll buy it. But my point is that, you know, it's important to them. It's important to Japanese and all these other countries that they make a lot of things, and they support that by buying their own things.
Well, one of the things that you're saying that I really do agree with, and I applaud you for proposing it, and I hope that it comes to pass. I do think that it's a good thing for American consumers to be able to tell where the origin of the products that they buy is. Because I think that's another piece of information that you can look at it and you can say, okay, you know, I'm willing to pay an extra $50 for this because it's 80% in America over the one that's, you know, that's not, and or not, or they can choose one way or the other. So I like that. What I don't like is when the government gets involved and tell and puts a tariff on something like that. I don't like that, because that is real. That's real protectionism. Consumer protectionism is something that I can live with. Government protectionism is not. What do you think?
Well, yes. I mean, that's why I wanted to make it voluntary, where you can. But also, there's a couple other things that you need to know. First of all, why I wrote the book, and it has tables in the back of the book, is that countries are different in the percentage they buy back from us. And the countries that have a balanced trade where they're buying as much from us as we're buying from them, mm-hmm. you know, doesn't hurt our job market, because we're exporting jobs and we're importing jobs. Now, China, for example, is about the worst thing that's happened to the U.S. because they have a 25% ratio, which means that for every dollar we buy from them, they buy 25 cents
right.
from us, which means 75 cents never comes back. And their biggest imports are scrap metal and paper.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying not to buy any manufactured things.
Right.
Taiwan is 73% that we get 27 cents back. We lose 27 cents. 73% comes back. And South Korea is 79%, which means that, you know, basically 79 cents comes back and we lose 21 cents.
Right.
So you can go from 79 to 25% coming back
mm-hmm.
if you just switch the country.
Right.
Reporting.
So if I knew,
so
if I knew that
policy to avoid buying American
If I
products.
Knew that this piece was coming from Taiwan and not mainland China, I might make that decision. I like that. I mean, I think it's a great idea. I think it's something we should. So where is it in Congress? Is it working?
We're making a bill. We're right. going through all the different industries.
Will you keep
right
us? Will you keep us posted on the on,
yes.
the on the congressional progress?
Yes.
Come back
yes,
again real soon. Alan UK, ladies and gentlemen, Buying America Back is the book. He'll be back another day keeping us posted. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.